One, two, three. Strikes you're out at the old ballgame.
Here's the deal, people. This team's in the crapper. Nobody's showing up. The city is still pissed about the Cavs, and they've been hating us since the first pitch of the season. Can't depend on these guys to get people excited. It's really on us right now, so we really need to sit here and brainstorm some good ideas, some good thoughts to get some butts out. Let me hear what you guys have.
Ooh, I know. How about a Grady poster with his shirt off?
We did that last year.
I wasn't here last year.
See, that's kind of not my problem.
How about giving away a Grady bobblehead with his shirt off?
How about anybody else?
I got it. A shirtless Grady bobblehead holding a poster of a shirtless Brady Quinn.
Disturbing. I'm not sure the Browns would let us do it, but I like where you're going.
What if we give someone a chance to be a middle reliever for a day?
Like they're not already trying to do that.
What about a pregame scavenger hunt to try to find Travis Hafner's swing?
We need something that's doable. We need something big, like CC big.
Well, this is the 35th anniversary of 10 Cent Beer Night.
10 Cent Beer Night. The night that resulted in one of the most horrific riots in American sports history. The night that embarrassed our city and disgraced our team that night. The night that resulted in 9 arrests, that players from both teams stormed the field with bats to protect themselves. Had our future manager beat the crap out of people just to get back to the dugout, and had the head umpire forfeit the game to Texas when he was hit in the head with a seat, cut by a rock, and found a knife on the ground by his feet? That 10 Cent Beer Night?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay, just wanted to be sure. So it's 35th anniversary, so what are you thinking?
So, the team's average attendance that year was 4,000. That night, they drew 25,000. I'm just saying.
See, I like where this is going. What if we turn back the clock to celebrate the rich heritage of our team? This is brilliant thinking.
It's really a smart thing to do.
You're right. We can't give away 10 cent beers. Jenkins, what's 10 cents adjusted for inflation?
That would be 43 cents a beer, sir.
We can make that work.
People, do we really want to go down this path again?
Well, what if we combine it with a bat giveaway?
You got something for the parents. You got something for the kids. It's the best of both worlds. This is a fantastic idea.
Bats? Excessive amounts of beers? Are you sure?
You're right.
We could fill the place up.
She's right, but you're more right. I think we should do this. What do you guys think?
This is going to be so great. And we're going to use the full-size bats, no doubt.
All right! Let me hear you, good and loud. A one, a two, a...
Let's go, Cubbies!
Out of control, weekly. take me out to the ball game. Swing, bada bada swing, swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, yeah. Swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing, bada bada swing. Do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign.
Strike three.
Hold on now, where you going? Jimmy's out. Next in line.
Swing, batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing. Batter, batter, swing.
Yes, I went to Harvard.
Hey,
I majored in pre-med. Just stayed for one semester. Tom's out. Who's next?
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, out.
Swing it out. Strikes out nine times out of ten, but you gotta step up to the plate, son, 'cause every now and then she walked right up to me.
Here's a pitch.
Said, could I take you home? Hey boys, I'll see you later.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing.
It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call.
We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep.
There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
host the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play, we wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as can be, we like our dogs with mustard and red. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much, we just like to see the boys hit it deep. Called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West, with no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer flat as can. We like our dogs with mustard and red. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much, we just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing.
Sound of the big bat swinging, best of the best in the land. Give me a game underneath the lights. Give me the roar of the fans. Give me the sound of the big bat swinging. Give me a ring on my hand. Give me a game underneath the lights. Give me the roar of the fans. Give me the sound of the big bat swinging. This is the best in the land. Just throw me a fastball. Smoke from the mound. We're gonna end this thing in just one swing. I'm gonna knock one down.
Want to hear how people scream? Go and see the latest baseball team. When you want to hear how people scream, go see New York latest baseball team. Such loyalty, sincerity, hard to believe. Although they last, not one of them have no regrets. They believe in the New York Mets. They're cheering.
We want to hit.
From the crack of the bat, there's noise in the place. Especially if a Met can get on first base. Stengel is the manager, a diehard who'll never surrender. Directing his team from the dugout, he really know what it is all about. You ought to see the strategy, trying to score, and if it work, they scream like they're all going mad. It's the best team we ever had. They're cheering,
we want a hit.
We want a hit. From the crack of the bat, there's noise in the place. Especially if a Met can get on first base. Women in their homes are just the same. On TV they're watching at the game. Some forget their pot on the fire, disagreeing with the umpire. Husband hungry, the food is late. He have to wait, and if the Mets come up with a little double play, restaurant for hubby that day, cause she cheering.
We want a hit.
We want a hit. From the crack of the bat, there's noise in the place, especially if a Met can get on first base. Mets are rather amazing. You don't know what to be expecting. OKC, the clever manager, making a change for a pinch hitter. They walk one man, they walk two men. And then this is the case. They load up the base and fire catching the place. And they're cheering,
we want a hit. We want a hit.
From the crack of the bat, there's noise in the place. Especially if a Met can get on first base.
Pitch it in there, baby! We're behind you out here in right field. One down, two to go. Hum it now, yeah! Show him the magic! This chump can't hit!
Please, God, don't let him hit it to me. Anywhere but to right field. Please, God, I beg you.
Come on now, no better! No better! Big whiffer! Big whiffer!
Oh, please, don't let him hit it to me. My God, not to me.
Steam it, baby! Steam it!
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
No!
Oh, good, it's not to me.
Good catch, Steven. Nice glove. You the man. Two away now. Looking good. We're all looking good out here. Come on, Robert. This big lump of crap can't hit.
Oh, God, he's a lefty. A big, big lefty. Total power, and he's going to pull it right to me, and there's nothing I can do to stop him.
Pitching the funny one, Robert. Big whiffer! Big whiffer!
Oh, he is a natural athlete and I am so worthless. Please, God, take his life. Make him die.
No better! No better!
Oh, God, this is not happening. No, don't do this to me. Please, make it stop.
Ow! My elbow!
Throw it to second! Pick it up already!
Take it! Just take it!
take the ball!
Nice throw, you pansy!
Okay, get under control. Easy now, easy. Say something to the team.
Good hustle, everybody! Yeah, nice work! Plays at third!
That wasn't funny, Lord. I've been so good, and for what?
Come on, Robert! Settle down! Just throw strikes! You get it across the plate! We'll take care of the rest!
Oh, no, another lefty.
No! Why me again? Ow, my neck! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Pick it up and throw it, you moron!
Here! Come on, here! Take the ball! Take it!
Way to kick it in, Pele!
Oh, Pele! Good one!
Okay! Come on, suck it up, guys! We'll get those runs back! This is where we dig down! We just need one more out!
Oh, look. A righty. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you so much. I owe you.
This loser can't hit! No better! Come on, this is where we take them out!
Uh-oh, what's happening? Where's the righty going? What? Who's this guy? He's a lefty and he's pinch hitting. No, no. Why is he pointing at me?
Oh, my Lord! What have I done to deserve this?
I got it!
Whoa, sorry about that, Russell. You okay?
Hell yeah! We're up now. It's our turn to kick a little ass.
All right, Russell. I think you're up first.
No!
Catch with the ball in the yard, Americana, yeah. Catch with the ball in the yard, Americana, yeah. Catch the ball, throw it back, and catch the ball again, throw it back again. I don't know why, but I quite enjoy this monotonous pursuit. Oh yeah! Catch a ball, throw it back and forth in the yard, Americana. Catch the ball back and forth in the yard, Americana. It's pointless and meaningless, but somehow I quite enjoy this frivolous pursuit. Catch a ball, throw it back. Catch a ball, throw it back in the yard, Americana. It's possibly got some metaphorical connection to life. However, I am unable to make the connections. I just know that if you want to have a catch in the yard, I'm up for it. Throw the ball, catch the ball, throw it back, catch the ball, throw it back, Americana. Oh, yeah.
Gas the car, tell the GPS, we're going real far. Hug your mom, cause we'll be gone for a while. We're making a hard American style. 29 Meccas, a destination. There's every single park in this baseball nation. Fenway to Petco, Landshark to Safeco. We'll see the Twins in the Metro. Might even head up to Toronto. Turn the field into Benzabine. The greatest road trip you ever seen. We're on a mission to visitation. Every last park in this baseball nation. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. We're gonna buy some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. We're gonna cheer the teams out loud. From the opening pitch to the ninth of game seven, we're gonna be lost in the horse-hide heaven. All American celebration, we're doing every park in this baseball nation.
center field. Big Ed Comiskey, the house of Ruth built. Ain't no pigskin hoop or puck can make a drop across a country in a beat-up truck. From here on out, we got one fixation. Every single park in this baseball nation. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. We're gonna have us a beer, a chili dogs. We're gonna cheer the teams out loud. From the opening pitch to the night of game seven, we're gonna be lost in a horse-hide heaven. All-American celebration, spending the rest of our summer vacation like a couple of nomads on a long migration. On a quest for an intimate relation with every doggone park in this baseball nation. In this baseball nation.
The Yokohama baseball team are at the bat. Oh, they are behind 2-4. Our two men are out, or the bases are loaded. You should hear Yokohama fans roar. If they not win this game, they lose a pennant. And this our last inning to play. One excited GI fan from Brooklyn are yelling, it's like Casey at bat today. Then upcoming to bat, our home run king, you're named DiMaggio Nishimoto. On every Japanese sport page, you will see his smiling photo. He walk out tipping his hat to howling crowd and bowing with a dignified motion. Then, rubbing hands in dirt and picking up bat, he say, we're knocking ball into Pacific Ocean. But then a pitcher wind up and are throwing ball. An umpire are say, oh, strike one. Then the crowd are yelling, umpire have goofed, getting grasses for this lousy bomb. The baseball announcer are looking at crowd and are worried at what he sees. So he shout into loudspeaker and say, not a throwing sake bottle at umpire, please. Nishimoto are smiling to quiet down crowd. Then he pose like hero in painting. And when he throw kisses at fans in the bleachers, 16 geisha girls are fainting. Then the pitcher are throwing very fast ball. And strike two is what umpire said. Then with a loud, juicy raspberry, people are yelling, ah, dropping dead, please, honorable umpire knucklehead. Now, mighty Nishimoto are worried. He not have to be detective like Hawkshaw to know that if he are fanning out now, next season he will be back pulling rickshaw. He are gritting his teeth and waiting for pitch, and crowd is get suddenly quiet. Policemen move slowly onto the field. This are most excellent time for big riot. The pitcher throw ball. Nishimoto, he swing. And hundreds of people say later, when he swing his bat, the wind that it make are a blowing hat off of many spectator. Now some places bands are praying, and happy children are shout. But there's no joy in Yokohama, for mighty Nishimoto have strike out. He not get the bonus. Yes, mighty Nishimoto have strike out.
Baseball game to come on. I'm in my easy chair, I got my old team colors on. I got my baseball cap and my remote control, an extra large pizza and I'm ready to roll.
Play ball, I just want to play. Whatever the inning, whoever is winning, it's all
a Sunday morning in the park at the edge of town. Me and the boys are just tossing the ball around. Well, a friend brings a bat, and strange as it seems, in no time flat, we got a couple of teams to play.
Play the ball, I just wanna play, whatever the end.
If I'm inclined, because it just calls
for everybody to have a good time.
I guess you could say I'm the world's biggest baseball fan. And if I had my way, I'd just spend my life in the stand. So don't you forget, the plain truth is life doesn't get any better than this.
Play the ball, I just wanna play, whatever the end, whoever is winning, it's all the same. Play ball, I just wanna say, whatever the season, whatever the reason, love that game.
Is that thunder? I don't know. It looks like there's rain on the field, so gives us a chance to catch up and give you the play-by-play. Let me first welcome you to Bitslap here in Addlewood. Tonight is my 11th baseball show, probably the last for quite a while. I'm down to seeds and stems again here with baseball songs. I've got a lot of kind of like AA and AAA team songs, and I just haven't had the strength to go through them yet. So let me give you the play-by-play so far. We started out with the Skeletons, that lopsided Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Not sure who that was. Sports Mock Live, I think they call themselves, speculating on what the Cleveland Indians were willing to do. I don't know. Let's Go Cubbies was The Fold from, guess where? Chicago. Yeah. Trace Adams, that was Swing, Bada Bada, Swing. The Cheap Seats was Alabama. I never thought I'd ever play Alabama, but there you go. There are no surprises in baseball. Let's see, Whiskey Falls. Load up the bases, baby. Load them up. We Want a Hit was the Duke of Iron. Talk about the New York Mets. My team, by the way. And here I am up in Maine. I have not seen a Mets game in, I guess, 2 years. I don't know, something like that. Last year doesn't really count, but, you know, anyway. What else do we hear? We heard from Adam Sandler, stuck out there in right field. That was me when I was that age, when I was in my early teens. Farm League, yeah, it was terrible. Later I learned to hit, at least. Let's Play Catch was the very nice, interesting singer of songs. After that, Tony Lewis, Baseball Nation, one of my dreams. And then Nishimoto at the bat. Harry Carey, and the six sake sippers. It was actually Harry Stewart, or as you know him better, Yogi Jorgensen. And then we heard from Jay Bristol. I don't know what the J stands for, but that was play ball. So, when they take the tarp off the field, we will play ball. All right, until then.
The United States Navy brings you the adventures of Babe Ruth. And here to tell you about the immortal Babe is the man who knew him so well, his pal, the popular sports reporter, Steve Martin.
A list of the big fella's records is as long as your arm. But one of the most sensational exploits which changed several lives and determined a pennant doesn't appear in the routine records. Some time ago, I told you how a star Yankee pitcher, whom I call Chick Foster, almost wrecked the careers of Babe Ruth and manager Miller Huggins. Chick was traded off the Yankees that winter, and he popped off that this was one deal the Yankees would regret. In the first game between Chick's team and the Yankees the next season, Chick was pitching. And right off, the Yankee batters began falling to the ground, then scrambling up and yelling at Chick. Babe, who'd turned his ankle slightly, was watching the game with me from the press box, and he was fuming.
The Chick's throwing in our boy's head, Steve.
Oh, no, Babe. He's just a little wild today.
Wild, my eye. He's dusting him off on purpose. Unless he stops, somebody's going to get hurt.
In the fifth inning, Bob Russell, the Yank outfielder and Babe's particular pal, came up. He crowded the plate the way he always did, and the big fella hollered at him.
Watch yourself, Russ. Don't let him hit you.
Relax, Babe. Not even Chick would deliberately bean a man.
You don't know him like I do, Steve. He hates Russ because he's my buddy. Russ, look out! Chick, get it. He beat Russ. Come on, Steve. Let me out.
Bob Russell was lying motionless on the ground where he had fallen like a log when Chick's fastball hit him in the head. The players from both clubs rushed out to him, and I followed Babe from the press box. The big fellow was raving like a madman when we got to the clubhouse and discovered that Russell had been taken to the hospital. We rushed to the hospital and found manager...
How is he, Hug? How's Russ?
Still unconscious, Babe. His skull was fractured.
Oh, no.
No.
Russ is a fine athlete, though, and...
Thank you for that.
He won't play any more ball this season, though. Huh? Maybe he won't ever play again.
What?
What's that, Hug?
Yeah, it's a tough break, all right, for Russ and the Yankees.
Hug, Chick beamed him on purpose.
Now, wait a minute, Babe. That's a serious accusation, and we can't prove it.
Well, Chick may be a loss, but I don't think
he did it on purpose, I tell you. He hates you and me, Hug, because we spiked his wagon last year when he had it all framed to steal your job as manager. And he hates Russ because he's my pal and stood by us.
Yeah, but Babe,
oh, I don't mean Chick tried to kill Russ, but he meant to nick him and make him and all the rest of us plate shy. But this time he went too far, and he's going to hear from me.
Babe, come here.
Hey, I want to talk to you, Chick.
Oh, hiya, Babe. Sorry about that accident to Russ.
It wasn't an accident.
What did you just say?
I said it wasn't an accident. You threw right at his head.
Why, you're crazy. My fastball was taken off on me today. I couldn't control it.
You're a liar, Chick.
What? Why, you...
And you're a yellow dog. Nobody but a yellow dog would throw a beanball.
You're asking for it, big noise.
You bet I am. Like this!
The big fella and Chick tangled like a couple of grizzlies with no holes barred. It was then when Chick's manager and I tried to break him apart that I saw Landis, the white mane commissioner of baseball himself, stalk in. When the players saw him, they all jumped in and pried Chick and the big fella apart. When the commissioner faced Babe, you could have heard a pin drop.
You came into the opposition's clubhouse of your own free will, Babe?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Commissioner.
You started this fight?
Yes, I guess I did.
You're darn tootin' you did. He accused me of beating Bob Russell on purpose, Mr. Commissioner, and then he slugged me.
I want to see you and your manager about the accident later, Foster.
It wasn't an accident.
That's Chick for me to determine, Babe. You took the law into your own hands on property under the jurisdiction of organized baseball. I am suspending you for 1 month without pay and fining you $1,000. I'll see you later.
You must be out of your mind, Babe, going into the clubhouse after Chick.
I saw Red, Hug. But I also wanted Chick to know that I was onto him before he beamed another Yankee player.
Chick's a rat. He knows we can't prove he threw a duster at Russ.
So you played right into his hands.
I know that now. I'm sorry, Hug.
Yeah, fat lot of good that does us. Russ is out of the lineup, you're out for a month. How are we going to win the pennant now?
We're not licked yet.
Oh, we haven't got a prayer. Chick cooked our goose just as he said he would, and you cooked mine. Huh? So long, sucker.
In a month, when Babe finished sweating out his suspension and got back in the lineup, the Yanks started to climb. With the big fella's bat wrecking the opposition and Gehrig, Dickey, and Lazeri swinging right with him, the Yanks burned their way through the league. By Labor Day, they were challenging Chick's team. The two clubs fought it out down the stretch with a dozen rhubarbs and fistfights every time they met, and they came to the wire neck and neck. A single game, a playoff of one that was rained out earlier in the season, would decide the pennant. There wasn't an empty seat in the park by game time, and the roofs of buildings around the park were black with fans. In the Yankee clubhouse, Huggins said only one thing to the players.
All right, I don't have to tell you that Chick Foster's pitching against us today. But he wants to win this one and show us up. So watch out for your heads.
Can I say a few words, Hug?
Sure. Go ahead, Babe.
Listen, you guys. What Hug didn't tell you is that his job is riding on this game today. Yeah. And there's something else. Chances are Bob Russell will never play another game of ball. He's got a wife and two kids. His share of the World Series pot, if we win today and get into the series, will make a lot of difference. What do you say?
All right, come on out.
Well, now you're talking. Let's go. Let's go.
The Yankees charged out on the field with fire in their eyes, but Chick banked those fires in a hurry. He drove them back from the plate with his high close one, and then he worked the outside corners. If the Yanks moved in again, they got Chick's duster ball at their heads. The only hit off Chick in four innings was a screamer through the box, which the big fella drove at him. If Chick hadn't managed to jump aside, it would have taken a leg off. He swore at Babe, and that started another rhubarb. The umpires had to threaten to clear the field. At the end of the sixth inning, the opposition was ahead 2-0. I said to Bill Feely of the Grove, "It looks bad for our side, Bill."
Yeah, Chick's got the Yankees scared. I keep remembering what happened to poor Bob Russell. Can't blame him.
Nope. Not even the big fella can lick him. I was thinking of poor Bob Russell, who wasn't going to get a World Series payoff, and of poor Hug, who was going to be out in the alley. And I hardly noticed when Earl Coombs scratched an infield hit. Sewell went out, and that brought up the big fella. Babe stood at the plate and didn't move his bat off his shoulder through the first five pitches. He deliberately let it go to 3-2. And then, with Chick showing Babe a big sneering grin, the big fella suddenly stepped out of the batter's box and leveled his hand, pointing to the distant center field bleachers. His meaning was clear, but if it wasn't, none of the fans who'd hushed down could miss knowing that the big fella was calling his shot, because you could hear him now all over the park.
All right, Chick, you yellow pup. Get the ball anywhere near my bat, and I'll park it in those bleachers.
And then the ball came with everything Chick had behind it, and it rocketed straight for Babe's head. But the big fellow was obviously waiting the duster, because he stepped back as Chick was letting the ball go. Then he swung.
He parked it in the center field bleacher just like he said he would. Steve, that's the greatest thing I ever saw.
Me too, Bill. Me too.
It was the enemy park, but I think every fan in the place got to his feet and gave the Babe a hand as the big fella trotted around the bases. And Chick, his hands on his hips and his mouth open, looked as if the roof had just fallen in on him. Then I made a prediction. Now watch those Yankees go to work on Chick, Bill, and finish the job the big fella started.
The big fella had called his shot correctly, and now I hit the jackpot, too. With all fear out of their hearts, the Yanks fell on Chick like they'd just bought him. And they murdered him. Before the opposition could get another pitcher warmed up and thumb Chick out of there, the Yankees were leading 8-2. And that was the way the game ended. And the big fella and his boys were in the World Series again. Oh, babe, it was wonderful. Marvelous. How'd you ever call that home run?
Steve, there was nothing to it. I said to myself, look, George, you've hit a few hundred home runs. You ought to be able to belt one more for Russ and Hug. So when Chick laid that old apple up there, I just took a poke at it. Well, that's all there is to it.
Yes, but you hit it exactly where you said you would.
Yeah. Well, that's my secret, Steve. Someday, when I retire, I'll tell you all about it.
So ends this adventure of Babe Ruth. The Adventures of Babe Ruth is written by Ben Freeman, produced by Woody Close, directed by Ronald Dawson, and presented by the United States Navy.
Ace of clubbers, king of clout, on every diamond he jacked them out. He was the big bambino, the sultan of swat, Hercules in pinstripes, with the biggest bat and the biggest heart. He was Babe Ruth, the king of them all. Babe Ruth, the name says it all.
Another time, another world, and won't be back again.
a smile and rock the world again. Hey, Ruth, king of them all. Babe Ruth, with a name said it all. Babe Ruth, he was the king of them all. Babe Ruth, with a name said it all.
Around the turn of the century,
A young man came up from the minor leagues. He was a little bit pit bull and part piranha. They said, please play fair. He said, I don't wanna. He used to sharpen up his spikes before every game. He went from felonious assault to the Hall of Fame. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Oh, the year was 1912, when the Georgia Peach went to the stands. It beat the heck out of a heckler who didn't even have any hands. He was an imposing figure when he stood at the plate. Sometimes you don't have to be good to be great. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. 1911, he was MVP, but during his whole career, he was an SOB. He was a prolific hitter in more ways than one. He had 4,191 hits before his career was done. And for 22 years, he was the pride of the Detroit franchise. And those allegations that he fixed games never materialized. He retired in 1928, died in 1962. Just 6 months before Pete Rose made his National League debut. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. And maybe Babe Ruth's in heaven, out in right field. Luke Gehrig's in heaven at first base. Cy Young's in heaven, standing tall on the mound. And Ty Cobb, well, he's probably in another place. But hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Sometimes the people we recognize most in history were just rotten through and through. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you.
Joe's done it again. Some folks thought Big Joe was done. Some just figured Joe was gone. Steps to the batter with a great big grin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. I'm gonna tell you just the way I feel. Man can't run without his heel. Watch that raggy Bill split the wind. DiMaggio's done it again. All three fielders jumped their best, trying to climb that outboard fence. They outgrow whiskers on their chin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Up along the clouds where the eagles roam, Joe cracked that ball to whine and roam. But he's all that best, they tried on him. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. DiMaggio's done it again. Bumpy dog barked at the booze I got. How does it look from where you sit? Looks like a cyclone sliding in. Joe DiMaggio's done it again.
Playing way out of your head.
Bucky Harris gave me a job as coach. You must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Which they give these ball players very peculiar names like Goofy. Well, let's see. We have on the bags. We have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who
first.
Is on first?
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on
who's
second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now let's forget it.
You got outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
You got a pitcher on the team.
Tomorrow?
What time tomorrow? You're going to tell me who's pitching.
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I throw it to who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Whoever it is picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to? I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm in it. Come on.
Because it's a ball and I call a strike three. I'm not wearing my glasses, so how can I see? Nobody loves, nobody loves, nobody loves the
I call it a ball, then they call me a slob. If I call it a strike, then they call out the mob. If I call off the
You've got a lifetime job looking for that note.
Nobody loves, nobody loves.
The very first inning, the fans all commence. They belt me with bottles. I take no offense, 'cause each one they throw, I return for 2 cents.
Nobody loves, nobody loves.
On a strike that just misses my hat, and that's how I know that he's blind as a bat.
Ralph?
I pitch him right over, he gives him a walk. I scratch my right ear and he calls it a balk.
Bill?
I slide into second, I'm safe without doubt, but up goes his thumb and the bump says you're out.
Roy?
I tell him his eyes are not all they should be, and next thing you know it's the showers for me.
The umpire, the umpire, the guy who calls every play. We ain't got no use for the umpire unless he calls him our way.
Tommy?
He calls one against us, then changes his mind, and then our opponents use language unkind.
Ralph.
No matter which way he decides there's a fight, he's right when he's wrong, and he's wrong when he's right.
Scooter.
I keep running bases in dreams every night. I run in a terrible fright.
Happy.
A nightmarish creature is following me, a horrible monster who turns out to be
the umpire, the guy who calls every play.
Don't forget, Friday night is a very special night at Progressive Field.
Don't miss the 35th anniversary of 10 Cent Beer Night with the new and improved 43 Cent Beer and Bat Night. All fans 10 and under will get a free, authentic Indian bat, just like the players use. And Mom and Dad better save those dimes, because you're going to have a blast too. Help us remember one of the most famous moments in tribe history. If you missed the first one, you gotta be there Friday. And kids, no matter what your dad says, don't let him touch the lumber until you get home.
Well, I'm not talking baseball in this song I sing. When it comes to love, my friend, I'm the strikeout king. Now, Jen was a pretty little filly who worked in a five and dime. And I'd go in there every day and try to make some time. Now, Bob, she'd say, "You're such a nice guy, and really, I do care." But 50 times I asked her out, 50 times she washed her hair. I can't get first base, can't even draw a walk. So never mind a home run, cause the women always balk. No, I ain't talking baseball and this song I sing. Cause when it comes to love, my friend, I'm the strikeout king. Old Florine was a friend I've known for quite some time. She throws me kisses across the room and pinches my behind. I asked her out, but she declined, said the reason's plain to see. She said there's not enough of her and way too much of me. Well, I can't get to first base, can't even draw off. So never mind a home run, cause the women always balk. No, I ain't talking baseball and the song I sing. When it comes to love, my friend, I'm the strikeout king. Well, I've been all around this country, from sea to shining sea, looking for some woman to fall in love with me. Well, I finally found that woman, someone that I do like. But I found out that he's a transvestite. Ooh, I can't get to first base, can't even draw off. Never mind, the home run goes to women, they all ball. No, I ain't talking baseball and this song I sing. Cause when it comes to love, my friend, I'm the strikeout king. Yes, when it comes to love, my friend, I'm the strikeout. Maybe I ought to get Billy Martin to manage my love affairs.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The crowd tracked back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Up, three down for three straight innings and a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, a hallucinating Halloween scenes. Each new swing of the bat, his sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody was hallucinating that. I took a look all around the world one time. Finally discovered you can't judge a book. By the top of the seventh, he was up 1-0 and giving them Padres fit. By the bottom of the eighth, he was up 2-0 and they still hadn't got any hit. But with a one out left to ego in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. That birthday cake was shaking, them waves of color was going wild. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been, laughing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. And while the papers would say he was scattered that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. The day Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. I took a look all around the world one time, I finally discovered you can't judge a book.
Baseball's an interesting game, goes for years, it's rather remarkable. I'm kept busy morning, noon, and night, in which I'm supposed to start rebuilding a club here. And they figured a man with experience that's been up and down would be able to solve the situation in two or three years instead of 5 years. The other reason why I went back into baseball, I laid out for 1 year. I wasn't out of baseball, I laid out, but I did witness a number of baseball games last summer, and I enjoyed myself. I made up my mind, why should I go back into baseball for one season? So I stayed out a year. Now, because I went back into the business, it was because they gave me a very interesting line of talk, Mr. Weiss did, and the first thing you know, I said, well, why not go back and help build the thing? Because what good is a record anyway? Every record's broken, whether it's in sport or it should be broken as the world goes along, and I would say, if you're around my age, I don't know about a record. It's nice to get the record and have the record, but you have to have people that help you get the record. So many of my ball players got me my record or helped me to assisted me to get it. And what's the difference if I am back in baseball if I keep busy? You can't take that goal with you unless you're, because it's so heavy, the money that I've made, that if I go out and go on the water and I'd want to take that, it's a wreck, and I'd want to take that goal with me, you can't take that goal with you, but people say you can, because I know a man that did it. He had it around his belt, and what did he do? He went overboard, and it was so heavy, the goal sunk. So there's the man who took the goal with him. So what good is it if you're, you know, if you're shipwrecked and you're under the water?
Okay, before I go any further, I would really like to thank the Witness Protection Plan String Band for coming in here and playing our breaks. Appreciate it a lot. Okay, game over. How'd you like that incredible triple play? Wow. And who thought that the whole chorus could come out there and sing about it when they did? That's just great stuff. That's showmanship. That's what baseball should be, huh? Started out with The Adventures of Babe Ruth. That was a radio series. This episode called Chick Foster. There's a couple of them out there. Heavy-hitting stuff, right? Babe Ruth, King of Them All, was Murderer's Row, which included Babe Ruth's granddaughter. There Must Be Something Inside, a thing for Pete Rose. Charlie Hustle, I'm sorry, I like Pete Rose. I don't like what he ended up as, but as a player, he was par excellence, or something like that. He'll be in the hall someday. Let's see, Help Us Mookie was mop-up duty. I remember when the Mets traded Mookie, a tear was shed everywhere. We heard from a guy named Chris Combs re-editing Who's On First. We gave you a quick zap of it there. Babalu. Nobody loves the umpire. Babalu, no, you know who that is, right? And then we heard the umpire song by, they don't have a group name, but they have familiar names everywhere. Phil Rizzuto, Tommy Heinrich, Ralph Branca, and Roy Campanella. Out for a couple of cheap yucks, all right? And then we heard from Bobby Easton, the baseball song. Yeah, that's a game in itself, but we'll leave that alone. America's Favorite Pastime was Todd Snyder about the legendary Doc Ellis. I don't know if he's ever actually admitted to that or not. I don't know. I don't keep up with that kind of stuff, but there you go. Let's see. We heard from, who was that there? Okay, Casey Stengel said a few words, and we got a couple more coming up for you to lead you out of the stadium. Back in the old days, you could get out on the field in the stadiums at the end of the game. Now they shoot you. Anyway, back next week with my 600th show coinciding with my 13th anniversary. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I'll see you then.
Baseball, what a fun game. Baseball, I love to play. The pitcher throws the ball, and the catcher catches it. Unless the batter gets a hit, it's called baseball. You got nine guys on the field. You got a pitcher and a catcher and a third and a first and a second baseman and a shortstop too. You got a right fielder and a left fielder. You got a center fielder as well. Oh yeah, you got the manager telling everybody what they got to do. I love baseball, yes I do. It's such a wonderful game. The boys of summer running all over the field and having a grand old time. It's called baseball. Oh yeah, it's called baseball. I love to play baseball. It's a wonderful game, oh yes it is. Baseball's like the greatest game in the world, and I love to play it all the time. Love to throw the ball back and forth with my friends when we can't pull together a full team. Oh yeah, I love to play baseball, uh-huh. Baseball is wonderful and I like it very much. I love to play baseball. It's such a good sport. I love to pitch and I love to hit and I love to catch. Oh yes, it's baseball. The umpire calls the balls and the strikes. Three strikes, you're out. Four balls, it's a walk. Oh yeah, it's called baseball. They play nine innings. If the team that's home is winning, they don't bother playing the bottom of the ninth.
Gotta be the greatest game of all to see the batter hit the ball. Gotta be the greatest game I know to see the fielder make the throw. Yeah, it's baseball. It's gotta be baseball. I wanna play baseball. Gotta be the greatest game of all to see the umpire make the call. Gotta be the greatest game I know to see the runner as he goes. It's baseball. It's gotta be baseball. I wanna play baseball. It's gotta be baseball. I wanna play baseball. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's baseball. It's gotta be baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Dan Blackman World Stadium. Are you ready for an afternoon of baseball? I hope you are, because it's Jeff Burr in the distance going up against the big guy, the Prince of Darkness. It's been quite an evolution with Jeff Ware in the distance. That's right, it's brought us to the game today. So I want you to kick back and enjoy a fun-filled afternoon of baseball.
Baseball!
The teams are assembled. Are you ready? Play ball!
Lights go on, another game day. I grabbed my bat and headed for the plate. But the first pitch was a curve, and I was done. Step out of the box, look the pitcher in the eye. You could read his lips, hey punk, you're mine. So I gave him a wink and said, let's see what you can do. Gotta keep my eye on the ball, swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call, because we're never alone. Our coach is there to cheer us on. Well, it's the wind up. Here comes that ball. You gotta free and swing. Watch it till it's going, going. It's gone. Oh, 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 oh. Right near a home run. Oh, 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 oh. We need a home run. You know life can be like a baseball game. We're on the same team, but we're not all the same. That's why we've got to learn to play together. I didn't join this team to sit on the bench. I'm going deep, swinging for the fence. I got some friends on base, I gotta get home. Gotta keep your eye on the ball, swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call, because we're never alone. Our coach is there to cheer us on. Well, it's the wind up. Here comes the ball. You gotta free and swing. Watch it till it's going, going.
Ring of hickory in the air. Play ball, come running over the barefoot clover and join us there. The field is green, it's April weather, the team's together, the game's begun. Play ball, heads up now, lads, and we'll play it out till it's lost or won. Field is green, it's April weather, the team's together, the game's begun. Play ball, ball. Heads up now, lads. And we'll play it out till it's lost or won.
I think it's very unlikely that you'd hear anyone today singing about losing.